I'm Donnie Mopanaw. I'm the chairman of Migrante Organization in Geneva. This is an organization of migrant Filipinos in Geneva. And the trade union in the Philippines, the Kilisang Mayu Uno, is we're allied with them, alongside with other progressive organizations. So we're here in Bern to extend the support to the workers of the Philippines, and particularly the workers in Nestle Cabuyao, who up to now, for almost 3 years and 9 months, are still on strike, fighting for their rights.
What are they striking over?
Well, in 2002, I mean, they called for the strike because the Nestle management don't want to negotiate with them on the pension fund or in the retirement fund, a retirement fee. This issue of including it on the CBA was already decided by the Supreme Court of the Philippines, and they still don't want to respect that. So the workers were left without any option but to ask for a vote among the members to go to strike, and they got 90% of the vote, and they went on strike in January 14, 2002.
So they've gone on strike because Nestle was refusing to negotiate over the retirement benefits.
Exactly. That's the primary reasons for that. And since that strike in January 14, 2001, 2002 until now, the Nestle management don't want to talk to them. And you know, that caused 11 deaths among the workers, because, you know, since that time, these people don't have any living.
So is the factory closed because of the strike?
No, I mean, the Nestle was able to bring in what we call the, illegal workers inside, or temporary workers, to take over the job of these union members.
You say illegal, so they're not allowed to do this under the Philippines law?
Yeah, I think my understanding, it should be illegal, because they illegally terminate the workers, and they bring in new workers inside, replacing all those illegally terminated. So that's plain and simple illegal.
So what is happening with the workers who have lost their jobs?
Well, they're still in front of the picket line. They're still there standing, fighting for their rights. And I'm very sad to say that their leader were assassinated last month, 22nd of September. So that gives more reasons to fight for the struggle of the workers. Not only the workers in Nestle Cabuyao in the Philippines, but I guess that also simplifies or exemplifies other workers globally.
You said the leader was assassinated. What happened?
Well, yes, he was assassinated. I mean, he visited the picket line, and on his way home, gunman approached him and shoot him dead. Well, based on the human rights report, they have a strong suspicion that it's part of the current repressions of Nestle management and the government.
Are you sure that this is linked to the strike and wasn't just a crime?
Well, he already have several death threats on the record. And he's a well-known, respected leader of the worker strikes. The modus operandi of killing him only shows that reason.
Have you raised these concerns with Nestle here in Switzerland?
I believe the unions are working very hard to bring the agenda to the Nestle management. But back in the Philippines, it always landed on a deaf ear. I mean, they say that it will be investigated, but to date, there's no concrete things happen.
So what would you like to see Nestle do, either in the Philippines or here in Switzerland?
Well, me as an individual, I mean, it's very clear, I mean, as a member of those who support the unions in the Philippines, I mean, it's their responsibility. So they have to you know, stand for the responsibility. It's their responsibility to talk with the people and to give justice to Justado Fortuna, our Ka Fort. I mean, justice has to be served.
And who are your colleagues here?
Yeah, well, these are my colleagues. Jake, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Jake Clemenceau. I'm based here in Bern. And since 1991, when I came, I was already a member of the Boycott Nestle movement of Switzerland. And since then, so we have been advocating the boycott of Nestle products because of what is happening in the Philippines.
The boycott here in Switzerland is because of the marketing of the baby foods, and you have the same boycott in the Philippines. But this is a boycott over the labor conditions you're calling for now.
Right, you're right. And we have concrete experiences in the Philippines that they have very aggressive propaganda and giving free samples to mothers, even in hospitals and clinics, and also to the doctors, which tries to get the sympathy and also the attention of these mothers, and which is for citizens in the Philippines, which works counterproductive. You know the practice when they don't have a lot of, when they don't have, they lack money, they dilute this milk to give more to the babies, which is counterproductive and really malnourishes the babies.
And with your call for a boycott over the strike action and Nestle's treatment of the workers, how is this going?
This is purely a sympathy to fellow Filipinos in the Philippines. We've experienced their struggle. We went to their picket lines. We had contacts with them. And if you know the history of Nestle in the Philippines, you will really be very, very angry. They came in the 20s, in the 1920s, to the Philippines, like where the province where I come from. They had this plantation, coffee plantation. They rented 1 hectare of public land that time, less than 10 cents. That is in pesos. Eh? And per peso is now 45 pesos for 1 franc. So you just can compare it, and they extended 4 years with their cohorts in the government, so they enjoyed these privileges. Now their responsibility to the workers should be taken seriously. When we hear of how much Brabec earns in 1 month compared to what the workers are asking, especially for their own pension plan, which is also decided by the Supreme Court already, which is very legal. They have only to follow the decision of the Supreme Court. Now nobody can just keep his mouth shut. Nobody cannot be angry anymore against Nestle. That's why we are here. That's why we want to air the sentiments and what they want, the demands of the workers in the Philippines.
Aside from these concerns about the strike and the workers and what you said about the baby foods, are you against Nestle per se, or you said when they came, they grew very quickly, but is that not good for the Philippines that they're there, they're employing people, they're helping to develop the economy?
It is not. The fact is, this plantation is public land. First, the right should be given to the Filipinos, not to multinationals. And secondly, the company has to pay the workers justly. That's what we want.
I don't know if you've seen, but in Britain now, Nestle has a fair trade coffee, a new brand of coffee called Partners Blend, which has the fair trade mark, and they're saying this shows how committed they are to treating their suppliers fairly and to make sure they have a good income. What do you think about this?
How much of this income, how many percentage of this income is in the total of the total income of Nestle. That is one thing. And this is a fad. This is a fashion. Other companies are going into fair trade, and here comes Nestle following suit. But considering what is happening in our country, and considering what we heard from Colombia, is this really fair what they are doing? That is a big question in at the back of my mind. And also, we don't have to be misled by this big company to be told that they are doing fairly to the workers. They're doing fairly to the planters in their plantations, because they are engaged in this fair trade. That's why I ask immediately how many percent are they giving really to the workers and to the especially plantation workers.
So you don't see any sign of fair trade in the Philippines?
I don't think so.
Would you like to make any comments?
I am Emil Lau, the Secretary General Migrante Geneva. I would prepare myself to speak in Tagalog. If you kinukundin ako ang pagpatay kay Kaportuna, ang Nestle president ng union.
Emmy is condemning the killing of our leader, Comrade Fortuna. So he used to be part of the Philippine Army and now a migrant worker in Switzerland, and he's calling for his comrade in the Philippines that they won't be used by politicians and other big companies as an instrument for repression.
At pinapaabot ko rin sa mahal na mayor ng Kabuyao, sana ma-resolba ng kaso ng Nestle.
And he's sending his message to the mayor of Kabuyao, where Nestle is located, that hopefully could help in one way or another in solving the problems there.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Charlemagne Hernandez from Asociacion Bagtasan, which is concerned integrating Filipinos both politically and culturally, and a member of the Collectif de Soutien aux Sans-Papiers in Geneva. My main concern being here is to make the whole take on the problem global, because one way to me how multinational corporates like Nestle succeed in doing what they're doing is they split it up. They do it Nestle Philippines, Nestle Colombia, but basically they're just distracting from the main problem that's a global exploitative phenomenon. That's one thing I think which is well done here in this forum, so it makes absolutely sense to meet here. And secondly, one reason why Nestle to me is the number one is they are very good in maintaining their nice guy image. And if there's one good way to destroy that image is at the center. Because if we complain in the Philippines or in Colombia, the Europeans and the Americans are just going to say, well, those are the Asians or the South Americans. But if the Swiss themselves show the contradictory messages they're showing, even within their own country, maybe if we can destroy a little bit of this nice guy's image, suddenly, at least part of it, is going to fall apart and they have to lie more and more and more openly.
Okay, thank you very much.